Gemara says in Daf Nevavim Ralph on the bottom that Minayin Ladam Shnifso B'Shiyas Hachama Shnemer Yom Hakiv Zivcha Yeochel B'Yom Shat Zivach Et Makiv B'Yom Shiyat Tzivach Yet Makiv. So Dam is Nifso B'Shiyas Hachama that we learn out from a pasuk. The Tosfos over here is bothered with the kasha that we don't need a pasuk for that to tell me that Dam is Nifso B'Shiyas Hachama because we already know there's a din of B'Yom Tzivaisay. The B'yam et ha-makib et ha-makib alayla. All of it is a carbon could only be done B'yam not alayla. So Mimela, I know that you can't do Zrika alayla, and I know you can't do Zrika the next day because about a dam will be nifsol by in the morning, just like by Lesa Shachar, just like in Murim nifsol then. So I know you can't do it at night. I know you can't do it the next day. So Mimela, I could figure out on my own that dam is nifsol Mashiach Sechama. Why do I need a new pasuk to tell me that dam is nifsol Mashiach Sechama? And Rabbeinu Tam answers, Alpi Shitasa Hayudua, which this is one of the Makaris for. But the time Kedua holds that the day is not does not end by Shkia, but the day ends by Tzeisik Chavim. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That Tzeisik Chavim is Laila. Before that is Yain, and that is a Din Lagabi all Dini Taira that the day is not over until Tzeisik Chavim. Shkia is nothing; it's meaningless. That's not the end of the day. Only Tzeisik Chavim is the end of the day. So if you would just know the regular Dina Taira, so it's true that we have a Din of B'yam Tzavaisa. You can't bring Karbanis by Laila, only by Yain, but what would that mean? When is it considered Laila? It's considered Laila by Tzeis. So after Shkia, before Tzeis, you would be allowed to bring Karbanis, you would be allowed to do Zrika. So Zok Tzeis, that's why you need the Pasuk of B'yam HaKriva to be Mechadosh. When it comes to Dam, it's different. When it comes to Dam, the Tzeis Mechadosh, it's Nifso B'Shia Sechama, even though Shkia Sechama is not Laila, it's not Laila until Tzeis, it's a special Din that Dam is Nifso B'Shia Sechama. That is the Chiddush Atayr, that's why I need a Pasuk, and you wouldn't have known this without the Pasuk. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, we know when it comes to tefillah, tefillas mincha, so we're a machmir to make sure to dam mincha before shkia. We don't wait till tzeis, even though Rabbeinu Tam holds you can dam until tzeis, but we're a machmir like the Gaonim, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that the day is over by shkia, and therefore we try to dam mincha before shkia. But the Mechaber Paskin said, even though that's what we do l'chatchila, but b'diyavid, if b'shas atchak, a person can dam mincha till tzeis kochavim, and b'pashas he means that b'shas atchak, you can be semech on shidas Rabbeinu Tam, that it's considered yayim until tzeis kochavim. But the Pella is that, l'chayr, that doesn't make sense even if you're Rabbeinu Tam. Even though it's true, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's considered Yom until Tzeis Gochavim, that's the Gabe all other dinim Shabbatayra. But when it comes to Karbanis, when it comes to Zrikas Adam, he learns based on this pasuk over here that the Dam is Nifso B'Shkia Sachama. When it comes to Dam is different. It is Nifso B'Shkia. So being that Tfilas are Keneged Karbanis and Mincha is Keneged the Karban Tamid of Ben Arbaim, so that Karban will be Nifso B'Shkia Sachama. L'chayr should not be allowed to Dam B'Shkia even if you're Rabbeinu Tam. So how can the Mechaber say, if you're in a time, you can daven until Tzeis? That's the Pella on this Mechaber. So the Magen Avram, over there in Reish Lam and Gimel Gimel, is bothered with this Kasha, and the Magen Avram says, she says that when the Mesakin Tfilas HaMincha Keneged Karbanis, it's not Keneged the Karban Mincha, it's not Keneged the Zrika, but it's Keneged the Minchas Nesachim of the Karban Mincha. And the Minchas Nesachim, that would follow the regular Dina Karbanis, that would be Kasha up until Tzeis, and therefore one could daven mincha until tzeis, even though the zrika is possible by shkia, but we're not the tefillah is not connected to the zrika, it's connected to the minchas nesachim. And lefi this, you could answer Tysus's kasha. Tysus's kasha, among the used this earlier in Meisham Abayis, Tysus says, why do we call tefillah a mincha mincha? Why is it called mincha? So it's true that the Talmud Shabban Arbaim had a mincha, but in the Talmud Shachar also had a mincha. So why do you call shachas mincha? There's no reason why we call mincha mincha more than shachas. Paldeka kasha. So the feed the Magen Avraham, it's Miyusha because Shachas is not called Mincha because it's connected the carbon, connected the Zrikas Nadam. Mashenkin, Mincha is not connected the Zrika. It's connected the Minchas Nesachim, as we see from this din over here. Mele, it's very Meduric. The Chazal referred to Mincha as Mincha, and they don't call Shachas Mincha. So that's the terence of the Magen Avraham, terence of the Mechaber. The only R is, which the Achanim ask on the Magen Avraham, is that it is a little bit Tamur because the Mishnah says in Tamura, it's Mavur and Tamur and Dafi Dalad, that the kaimitz is also nifsom b'shkiyas hachama, just like dam. So it doesn't really help to say it's connected to minchas nesachim, because minchas nesachim is also possible by shkiyah, just like dam is possible. That's a har on the Magen Avraham, but upon him, that's the chiddush he wants to say to answer this shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the all the nitar go until tzeis, zvika goes until shkiyah, but tefillas mincha, which is connected to minchas nesachim, not connected to dam, that will follow the regular dina atayra l'fi Rabbeinu Tam and would be kosher until tzeis hakachamim.